This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back to Lake Night News Talk 830 WCCO here on The Good Neighbor. I appreciate you listening. And right now, we're all anticipating what? Twins baseball coming up on July the 24th on your radio home for Twins baseball, 830 WCCO. But there's another, I guess, local angle, the St. Paul Saints. They're not playing here right now. They're not. And let's check in with someone who knows well about what they're doing and what they're up to at the moment. That's John Gaskins. Sports Talk with Craig and John on KWSN Sports 98.1 in Sioux Falls. He joins us now here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Hey, John, how you been, man?
Henry, man, I've been listening for years. Twin Cities, back to Kansas City, back to the cities. I know it's been a while, but welcome back. And it's an honor to be on the giant boomstick that I've been listening to, living in this part of the country for about 15 years. And I'll tell you what, the St. Paul Saints are in Sioux Falls right now. I'm part of the Sioux Falls Canaries radio crew, and I'm working for the Canaries this summer. It's a heck of a gig that we can get into in a bit, because I'm one of the few people, really, in America that get to say they're working for a baseball team, playing games in front of fans this summer, and your Saints are trailing 12-9 in the bottom of the eighth inning right now. It's been an incredible game. I thought it'd be over by the time I came on with you, but here we are.
Well, hold on. So that's interesting, because I saw your last tweet. It says, "What a game! 16 runs, 25 hits, and six and a half innings." So you've been watching quite the offensive output. But you're right, though, man. I think the perspective that you have is that you are somebody that in our country, you're at a ballpark right now, and you're watching baseball being played.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing. By the way, 23 runs and 32 hits at this point. Since I went on and we started talking, the Saints crossed two more and they're still batting. So it's a 12-11 Canaries with the lead. But yeah, so these two teams, Canaries and Saints, they've played for the last six nights and they're part of the sixth team American Association. That's a league that's usually 12 teams. As you know, Henry, the Saints are the gold standard for independent minor league baseball when it comes to, the quality of the team, but also the budget and the talent that they have out at their ballpark. Downtown St. Paul just is hopping. I've been there. I love it. I love going up to Target Field. But when you get independent minor league baseball done well by the people who put it on, it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot more accessible. It's just as fun. There's wacky promotions. There's goofy mascots like our Sioux Falls Canary, KG the Canary. And new to the team now is Harry Canary, whose first video to debut himself to the world got 10,000 views on social media. And, you know, if there's ever a time for anybody from the Twin Cities to come to Sioux Falls, 3.5 hours away, it is this summer, because you're not going to get the Twins at Target Field, at least for a while, and you aren't going to get the Saints downtown St. Paul. Their home ballpark is in Sioux Falls. It is a cut-in-half 16 league. That means we have twice the talent in the league that we usually do, and the Saints are playing their home games right here at the Birdcage all summer long.
Yeah, we're talking to John Gaskins, Sports Talk with Craig and John on KWSN Sports 98.1 here on Lake Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Chatting with him from the ballpark there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And let me ask you this. You're talking about fans. Roughly, what are we talking about in terms of fans attending games right now?
Well, that's the big question, right? Because Major League Baseball doesn't want to do it yet. All of affiliated minor league ball doesn't want to do it. That's why we have people probably coming up here not only from the Twin Cities, but from Omaha, Lincoln, Des Moines, where they all have minor league baseball teams and get the experience, but they can't get it this summer. And we all know why, but here is why it is in South Dakota, and here is what you can expect if you want to come out and watch live pro baseball from the Twin Cities. Is, first of all, South Dakota has one of the lowest 8 rates of coronavirus in the country, pretty much across the board. Cases, deaths, hospitalizations, current cases, and unlike most of the country, last 2 weeks, the percentage of people testing positive has gone down. That's partly why this league decided to make Sioux Falls one of the 3 cities in the league that will host games for the time being. So if there's a good place to travel this summer, if you want to travel, it's pretty much anywhere in South Dakota, low case rate. But what they've done at the ballpark, and this could be a model for, who knows, every level of sports when fans do come back, they are making only every other seat in the ballpark available, or I should say every other row. Capacity here is 4,500. They make it only 2,200. And so every row is on nights where we expect bigger crowds, roped off, and they're only selling tickets every other row. The neat thing about that is, because you have seating in every other row on nights where there's a good amount of people here, you're from top to bottom and edge to edge full of people. It feels electric like it did on Friday night's opener when we had Friday night fireworks. And the other things they're doing are, Henry, and there's a lot, so I'll try to drill through them here because you have to do a lot. You want to ensure safety. We don't want a COVID outbreak. We want to play ball all summer long.
Absolutely.
Concessions. Not to bundle up at the concession stand. You know, it's like you go to the grocery store, you go to the drugstore, gas station, you got those circles on the ground that tell you stay 6 feet apart from each other. Of course we have those, but also it's a win-win that you can order your concessions from an app on your phone, a free app, easy to download, signs at the ballpark tell you how to get it, and you don't have to wait for your concessions to be made. You get buzzed on your phone when they're ready. You go there. That significantly decreases the line and the jumble of people there. Extra security and staffing here to not only to make sure people are separating themselves, but also for anybody who does feel uncomfortable at any given time that they're too close to a fellow human being, they're there to help. We have constant reminders on the video board and on the PA system. Just to be good human beings, people are getting tired of the term socially distant. We call it social consideration. The slogan is, look out for all, and we'll keep playing ball. Or, Henry, as in-game entertainer, Grammy Award-winning artist Neil Diamond's nephew Doug reminds you when we sing Sweet Caroline, it's hands, not touching hands, not reaching out, not touching me and not touching you. And actually Neil Diamond did his own rendition. You can see it on YouTube. But, you know, we all tied in together to remind each other to look out for each other. So, you know, we can do all we can here to try to make sure before the game that we're going to limit the possibility of anybody having COVID. Staffers wear masks, but it's up to the individual if they want to wear masks. And it's up to each individual to decide how much they care about everybody else or just want to stay away from people. So we're doing all we can. It's working out so far.
That's awesome, man. I that's good to hear. We're talking to John Gaskins, Sports Talk with Craig and John on KWSN Radio 98.1 there in Sioux Falls here on Lake Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me ask you this. What's your experience been like? As a media member, when going to the ballpark, interacting with players, if there is interaction that you have, or if you have to do the Zoom thing, what has that entire experience been like here to start the season?
Great question. For both games and even practices, we can't get near them. We have to stay at least 6 feet away. So if you're a local TV member looking for a post game soundbite, it's like everything else you see with sports that are actually going on right now. There's a mic stand and the camera guy or the reporter, they stand at least 6 feet away. Nobody but the players and the coaches are allowed in the clubhouse. Nobody on this staff. Maybe the general manager, but that is about it. And there's a lot of different things you have to be concerned about. They've never bought so much bottled water in their life. For these bus trips, they used to share big jugs of water, you know, and they'll do that anymore. So those are a couple things. I mean, they don't do post-game autographs for the fans, which is a bummer after the games.
Yep.
And the players are told, you can't go out. If you're seen at a bar or a restaurant, you're off the team.
I was just about to ask that question. I was going to ask you about that because of the whole, you know, because everybody's talking about the NBA bubble and what it's going to look like for all of these other leagues, right? So I was definitely going to ask you about that. Are guys, once the game is over, they have to head back, get into the hotel, and they're confined to their rooms?
Yep, it's a bubble. And, you know, we got plenty of hotels right around the ballpark. Another great reason for anybody to come. It is tempting because the players are only 5 minutes away from downtown Sioux Falls. And there, you know, there's a few little bars around the ballpark as well, but that's the deal. The good news is there's no provision on that for the fans. And by the way, Henry, what the Canaries are doing for anybody from the Twin Cities, anybody from out of town, anybody from outside of Sioux Falls, you want to come here and go to a game, and there will be six of them a week all summer long. Either the Canaries or the Saints are hosting games, and some nights like this first week of the season, they're playing each other. The Canaries, you go to sfcanaries.com, they will get you a discounted hotel room, almost half off of a nice hotel room at the Best Western Ram Kota, just a few, just a couple minutes away from the ballpark. We got really cool bars and restaurants here, a cute, quaint, but lively downtown, and it's known as a good foodie city. So I mean, if you're just looking for a roadie and for some live baseball, unlike the players, fortunately, you can come out here. Enjoy tickets for less than $15. Enjoy Harry Canary and his big yellow friend, KG the Bird, the KG the Canary, Neil Diamond's nephew, Doug, singing Sweet Caroline. We have Bark at the Park night on Friday, which means you bring your dog. There are grass berms to walk the dogs around the park. We have fairly nicely spaced out concourses to walk your dog around. $5 gets the dog in. The proceeds go to the local Humane Society. Saturday, we have military night, like any military night of any team on the planet. You get in free with your military ID if you're a serviceman or a vet. And Sunday, we have I Love Summer Day. We'll have a dunk tank out there, and Harry Canary and Kenny Chesney's twin brother, Denny, will be part of the entertainment. And he will be also being dunked by KG and all the fans. So, I mean, it's a cool little roadie to a cool town, and you get to see some real decent, you know, double-A level minor league baseball.
All right, John, I'm not trying to depress you, man, but I got to ask you a couple of other questions. And this next one might depress you just a little bit.
Yeah,
because on your on your Twitter page, it says, still tweeting about Huskers and Nebraska ball.
Yeah.
Now, the news broke earlier today that I'm sure that you're aware of in terms of the Big Ten, and there's going to be conference-only games, no non-conference. So your thoughts on that, man, as a fan of Nebraska football?
You know, I'll defer to actually our local area, FCS teams like South Dakota State, who outplayed the Gophers last year before P.J. Fleck had his big run.
Row the boat, baby.
No one remembers that, but the Jackrabbits are one of the best 1AA teams in the country. And, you know, teams like that, I mean, they really make their athletic season for the entire department off these, you know, these guaranteed money games. And because it's conference only, South Dakota State was going to Nebraska and possibly beating the Huskers for at least $500,000. And so that is unfortunate, and it gets away from them. At this point, I mean, this is the topic of the summer, right? We just don't know what's going to happen. I thought the Ivy League thing was predictable. You don't want to let those student athletes' brains go to waste for the sake of the future of our country. And I mean, that's the best of the best, and they don't make any money off of sports. The Huskers, the Gophers, the Hawkeyes, there's $50 million of TV money coming in every year. And, you know, they're going to still lose a lot at the gates. Nebraska nets about $6 or $7 million just from ticket sales per game. Goes $3 to $7 million for the Lincoln economy for every game. But at least if they play, even if there's no fans, there's $50 million there for the entire athletic department. And not that those student athletes' lives and careers beyond sports aren't important. I'm all for a lot more compensation for these athletes whenever that discussion comes up. But let's be real. It's just the Big Ten, the SEC, places like that, they are not going to let that money go to waste. They're going to try to find a way to get these games played. And so long, I mean, fortunately, there'll be several months out of the pandemic where we're all starting to figure out somewhat how to deal with all that. So at least we'll get a little football.
I think that any institution that's in the Big Ten, they should say, thank goodness for the Big Ten Network.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's why Nebraska's there, since you brought up the Huskers. It hasn't gone well since they joined it 10 years ago. They were pretty much, along with Texas and Oklahoma, the bells of the ball in the Big 12. Yep. And they joined the Big Ten. They're just lumped in there, and they've had four of the last five seasons as losing seasons. I guess the one bright light would be if we didn't have a season, Nebraska wouldn't have their fifth losing season in 6 years. They'd be assured of that.
We're talking to John Gaskin, Sports Talk with Craig and John on KWSN Sports 98.1 in Sioux Falls, here on Lake Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Before we let you go, give me the latest update on what's going on between the Canaries and the Saints.
Well, gosh, I have to run around the hallway of these suites.
I'm sorry. I thought you were.
No, that's okay. No, it's 12-11. The Canaries still in the lead, so they escaped the Saints' charge in the bottom of the eighth. They went scoreless, so the Saints are up to bat. We got a good one here, 12-11, with the Canaries three outs away from recording the sweep on the Saints, who, by the way, Henry, will be here at the Birdcage all week next week. So home games for the Saints. The Canaries will hit the road, but the Saints will be here.
But see, John, that's the reason why I love what you just did, because that was about as good of a stringer move as you could do right there live on the radio. And secondly, that was basically your audition for You Are Looking Live.
Oh, there we go. There we go. I love it. Get on down here. It is real baseball, chance for baseball fans and sports fans to come down here. And Harry Canary would love to have you here, first and foremost. He wants everybody possible to get here, just to tell you what Leinenkugel spelled backwards is.
Hey, John, man, I appreciate the time tonight. Hey, be well, stay safe out there, enjoy the baseball, and let's catch up a little bit later this summer, man.
That'd be awesome, Henry. It's great to talk to you. It's an honor to be on CCO. We've had so many CCO hosts and personalities on our shows over the years, and Chris Tubbs, who used to be over here at KWSN. You got a good one, man. Thanks for having me on. Come to Sioux Falls. We got hotel discounts, sfcanaries.com.
I appreciate it. That's John Gaskins joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO, live from the ballpark there. That was awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.